Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Thursday the 4th of May, Rabbi David Lewin, Netilas Yadayim, washing on the go.
In the modern world of travel, one can be presented with very different circumstances than in the normal ways of conducting the day. Person's in the house, they can come home, eat breakfast, or elsewhere and eat breakfast. But when someone's traveling, breakfast, lunch, supper, a lot of times a person wants to wash and there's no water available because they're traveling on an airplane. So, first of all, washing on a lot of the airline meals, in some places they come with a little roll, which I'm not even sure if you could bench on, which says Mizonos on it. So a lot of you should be aware, a lot of the places can hold that itself, even by itself, is not really brachas, not Mizonos. That's a debatable question. But if you eat it together as a meal, together with a salad and chicken and rice and whatever else they give you, that's kriya suda, and midin the gemara, a person has to wash. A person sits down and eats a whole bag of pretzels and together with other foods, right? If you eat crackers, you sit down, you eat crackers with filter fish and crackers with cholent and crackers with your soup and crackers with your chicken, so that's called kriya suda. And even though the bracha on the crackers alone isn't mizonos, if you're making it into a meal, so you have to wash. Now, back to the airplane. If a person's on an airplane and he wants to wash, so first of all, washing in that little sink is technically difficult. Second of all, it's questionable washing in a beis hakiseh. And is there a better way? Is there a better way to go about it? Also, someone's traveling in the car, they're traveling by bus, by train. Is there a better way that they can wash? Short of washing before they leave their house and just keep eating. Sometimes when I lived in America, so I used to sometimes travel and drive for 4 or 5 hours. So a lot of times what I would do is I would wash in my house and I would eat because I would continue on the way and bench at some point when we stop. But that's not always a viable situation. I mean, you're not ready to eat yet and you could be driving for a long time. So how does a person deal with washing? Right? The Gemara says that someone's mezalzel on the tilis yadayim, so it's koshla anias, it brings to poverty. So certainly someone's traveling for business, he doesn't want to do something that's counterproductive on a spiritual plane to that's asguro for anias, he doesn't want to do that. And even if he's traveling for pleasure, that's not exactly a segulo that and I'm certainly not looking for it. So what's the best way that a person can wash and short of eating mizonos? Right? That's also an option. I used to think that eating cake is sort of a cheap way out. Then just I'll have cake, I'll make a mizonos, make an alamichio, I don't have to wash, I don't have to bench, and solve the problem. So the MS is, if your kavona is l'shem shamayim, that's not so problematic. Why they say this? There's a passage in Brachas, in the 6th parak, that says that one of the passages, Rabbeinu David Mei, somewhere slips my mind right now. He held that doing the following is renders bread into mizonos, and I don't recommend that you try this at home for a number of reasons. But he used to take the bread and soak it in water overnight, in the morning it would basically dissolve, and then he would make a mizonos and al michi on it. And his reason being, says Taisus, was he shouldn't be late to give shir, because he had to come to Beis Medrash, and he said a shir in Beis Medrash, and washing and benching takes a lot longer than a mizonos and al michi. So we see from this Taisus that someone's intentions are l'shem shemayim. To make a mizonos and make an al michya is acceptable, right? If he's doing it to get on benching, so then you want to bench, you have a mitzvah deraisa of benching, should bench. But that's also not always a viable option, right? Someone's traveling on Pesach, that's very difficult. And aside from that, someone wants to have a proper meal. So what can one do? Okay. So there's two sugyas that we'll put together at the end. One sugya is in the Gemara Chulin. The Gemara Chulin asks the following shaila: can a person go and wrap up his hands and not wash? Right? And I'll just point out that wrapping up your hands does not mean wrapping up the sandwich. People who are, for whatever reason, wrong or right, rely on this heter, they often think that they just have to hold the sandwich in a bag, and that's sufficient. It seems from the Gemara that wearing gloves is what's necessary. You put your hands in two bigger bags, but wrapping up your hands is not wrapping up the sandwich. Right? The fact that you don't touch the sandwich does not seem to be... What's the idea?
The idea of having uncovering your hands.
You're not uncovering your hands. You're covering your hands. Covering your hands so that you won't touch the food. Right. But when you wrap it up, there's a bigger chashash. We'll see. Right. The Gemara says, are we concerned that a person is going to touch the sandwich or not? Because the hands are wrapped up. Right. He's going to uncover his hands, he's going to touch the sandwich. Right. If you hold the sandwich a little bit of foil like that, that seems that the Gemara is not talking about that case, because that's very easy to come to touch the sandwich. Okay, so the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says that they were matir wrapping up one's hands for people who eat truma, kohanim, who are eating truma, and they were not matir for people who eat taharis. Now, what taharis means, truma is taharis. But taharis in the Gemara means people who eat their chulin, they eat regular food on the level, they treat it with the care that they would normally treat truma. In other words, they wash for, not just for bread, they wash for everything. They're careful that it shouldn't come in contact with anything that's tameh, right? This is a concept that's very far from us. The only practical day-to-day connection we have with truma and tahara is netil sedayim, right? But there was this concept of a certain madrigo of people who were not necessarily kohanim, who would always take care not to expose their foods to truma and to eat it as if and treat it as if it was truma. So that those people the heter does not apply for. Now, the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yona in Brachos both say that Kol Shekein, if it doesn't apply, the heter does not apply to Taharis. Because the only reason why the heter applies to truma is because Kohanim are zrizim. Kohanim are very, very, very careful in everything they do. So Kohanim are zrizim, so they are careful not to touch the bread. But people who are on a madrego, that they treat their food with the level of kedusha of truma, but they are not Kohanim, they do not have this special heter. Right? And Kol Shekein, people who are on a regular level, who eat just eat food like we do, they do not have this heter of wrapping up your hands to eat the food. The Rambam, however, takes issue with this. The Rambam says that the only hakpar of the Gemara are the people who eat truma, who eat chulin with the kedusha of truma. They treat their foods with as if they were truma. Right? A regular person who is eating regular food, he does not have to. Right? He does not have to wash. If he doesn't want, he can just choose to wash to wrap up his hands. Right? That's the Rambam. Now,
Using a knife and fork
is not the same. And where do you see the there's another story which I'm not getting into right now, which is Dola Tibuli Ramashka, that foods that are dripped, that are dipped in a liquid, right, which is what we do essentially by karpos. The reason why we wash by karpos on Leila Seder is because we're dipping it in salt water, which is a liquid, right? And for that, a person has to wash. Now, it's a question we're showing if that only applies when Toma Tahara is applicable, or if it applies now also. That's a different subject we're not getting into. But over there, the halacha is as follows. The halacha is that something that a person always eats with a fork, a knife, or a spoon, right? Such as, a soup, right? Say, a meat, it's in a liquid, or you know, a vegetable soup with big pieces of vegetables, right? You don't eat that with your hands. Something with the derech is always to eat like that. So provided you actually do eat it with your hands, right? You do actually eat it with your hands, then you don't have to wash. But something that you usually eat with your hands, or a lot of people eat with their hands, that even if it's dipped in a liquid, such as grapes, right? Grapes, people eat with their hands. I'm sure there are people who eat it with a fork, but I would venture to say that most people eat grapes with their fingers, and grapes are often wet, and when they are wet, so if you hold it, you have to wash the whole year, so you have to wash for wet grapes as well, even if you eat it with a fork. Why? Because we're conscious that you're going to get so frustrated to eat with the fork, you're going to do the normal thing, put the fork down and eat the grapes with your fingers. That's the story of that. Which, just to point out, some people use for kaifa, some people use potatoes. Right? Now, potatoes is a food that generally people eat with a fork. So, if you do wash for urchatz, and you use potatoes for kaipos, then really you should be using your hands to eat the potatoes. Right? Otherwise, right, the first day I was married, the first night of Pesach, my shirt brought up potatoes, so I took it with my hands and I dipped it in based on the halacha. And the next night I asked my wife to prepare some celery for the second night, because it's much easier to handle in your hands, and that's something that you normally eat with your hands. Okay, back to us. Yeah, so the Rambam holds that you don't have to wash, you can... The halacha in Shulchan Aruch follows the majority opinion, which is like the Rosh and the Rebbe Yonah, that the heter only applies to people who are kahanim, who are eating tumah. But to the average person, he can't wash up his hands. Now, this is all when a person is sitting in his house and he has nothing better to do but walk over to the sink and turn on the water and wash. Right? In such a case, a person can't say, well, I'm too lazy to get out of my chair. I happen to have, you know, a plastic bag in my pocket, and just pull it out and eat. Right? That person's not allowed to do, except according to the Rama. But if a person's traveling, so that's another Gemara. The Gemara says that in a number of places, the Sugim Chulin, the Sugim Pesachim, and the Gemara mentions it, Derech Agav, in Brochus as well, and I'm sure in other places, that a person who is traveling and he cannot get water, he does not have water available to wash, so Halach is as follows. If sometime in the next 4 mil of his travels, and a mil is somewhere between a kilometer and a mile, which is in Halach is generally assumed to be 72 minutes, right? If he cannot find water in the next 72 minutes of his travels, then he is allowed to eat without washing. If he's not traveling, if not within his forwards, but he has to go back out of his way of his travels, 18 minutes, 1 mil, then he's allowed to eat without washing. Right? That's the halacha, that's the gemara. Right? Now, if a person is at home and they shut off the water for whatever reason, right? We have this in Eretz all the time, they shut off water in the middle of the day, right? To fix something in the neighborhood, and they warn you about 3 minutes before. Right? But so a person doesn't have water to wash, he's sitting in his house. So the halacha, according to most shitas, applies the same way. If I can't get water in the next 18 minutes, because I'm sitting at home, but it's like I'm going elsewhere, it's like I have to go out of my way, right? So that is, then I'm allowed to eat without washing. The Ritva, however, the Bir Halacha brings the Ritva, that holds that a person who is sitting at home does not have the heter of 18 minutes. Because 18 minutes for somebody who's traveling on the way, and to go more than that out of the way is not a problem. So, if what is involved is going a 20-minute walk, a half-an-hour walk, or a drive to the next neighborhood where they do have water, and you get water there, or go to the store and buy water, right? So then, I don't have this heter of eating without washing. Okay, but back to traveling. So it seems that from traveling, from the Gemara, that halach is that I do not need to wash. I don't need to wash at all. What? Without wrapping, I don't have to wash. That's what the Gemara says. So where does this idea come from of wrapping up your hands? Right? Someone wraps up their hands. People have seen doing it. I've seen my kids do it, and I told them, first of all, that's not how you wrap up your hands. Sandwich. And second of all, it's not a head to just use because you can't wait 5 minutes till we get somewhere. But the aloha from the Gemara seems that person doesn't have to wrap up his hands, and you can just wash as is. However, the Aruch... I'm sorry. He can eat as is. The Aruch, however, Rishon, the Aruch holds that a person who cannot wash because he's traveling has to wrap up his hands. And that's where this idea comes from. It comes from the Aruch, and that's... Beis Yosef brings it. Beis Yosef understands the Aruch the way I just said it, and the Beis Yosef brings it and passes the Shulchan Aruch. That person traveling, when he's traveling on the way and he does not have water available, he should wash up his hands, wrap up his hands.
Gloves is okay.
What? Gloves is great. Gloves are great. Providing he has gloves are wrapping up his hands. The whole chashash is that he's going to touch the. He's going to touch the bread. Right? Now, there's another heter, the Amor, from Yerushalmi, that people who are shamim, the guards, the security guards, they can't leave the place to go wash, they also have this heter. Right? The heter also that they can wrap up their hands without washing, because it's not shayach for them to leave. Right? Now, The Aruch HaShulchan brings the Rambam, and he wants to be soimach on the Rambam to wrap up one's hands in a case where someone's traveling and he could get water in the next 18 minutes, but he's traveling with people and the other people are not going to go out of the way to get to, it's 10 minutes out of the way. No, we want to go, we want to get there at 4 o'clock, not at 4:15. Yeah, we're fine traveling, we're not hungry. You can do whatever you want, you go yourself. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that such a person can be Samech on the Rambam and wrap up his hands and wash. So that's often the head. So you eat without.
Wrap up his hands and eat.
Right. Wrap up his hands and eat. So. Yeah. So
then, if you're 18 minutes away from water, you can't do this.
If you're 18 minutes away from water, if you're within 18 minutes of water,
yes. In the car.
If you're within 18 minutes, if it's only 17 minutes and 59 seconds out of your way, right? Then you have to go find water. Now, if someone's traveling in a car nowadays, especially if he's the driver. It's very difficult to rely on the head to wrapping up your hands. So if you're in somebody else's car and he's not going to stop for you, or you're on a train or a bus or something, so you don't have another choice. So you wrap your hands and eat. But if you're the driver, or you know that the driver would go a little bit out of the way for you to wash, so it's very difficult to rely on this head to. Especially since a person who thinks when he's traveling, he remembers to bring his tefillin, right? He remembers to bring some food, so he can remember to, right? We live in a world of disposable containers. It's very easy to take an empty bottle of soda or milk or something and fill it up with water and put the water in the car, right? You can't take water on airlines anymore, but you can take water in the car with you. So that would seem to be a very logical solution. But if somebody did not, or in the case where somebody's traveling on a train or whatnot, and he doesn't have the option of taking water with him, he's traveling on a plane, and often even if he wants to rely on washing in the washing in the Beis HaKiseh on the airplane. So a lot of times, whenever they serve the food, it seems that there's a lineup the whole length of the plane to get into the three or four facilities that they have on the plane. So you're going to have to wait more than 18 minutes. So what else could somebody do? So there's another sugya. The other sugya is in Chulin Kof Vav Amud Beis. Right? The Gemara reads as follows. Amar Rav. Noitel Or Meshtei Yolav Shachris. First, you can wash in the morning and make it tonight. I'm washing now, that this washing should be good for the whole day, whenever I eat, right? And it's good enough, provided that he has he just had his plate. So Tosfos asks on this Gemara. He says, one second, we have a concept. Take if the tilo suda, right? Right when you wash, you're supposed to eat right away. So all of a sudden, I'm washing at 9 o'clock in the morning, so I can eat at 11, and that's okay. But if I wash at 9, I can't go outside to check something on the street and come back at 9:03 and eat. So what's going on here? Right. So Tosfos answers two tirutzim. Yeah. Well, the first answer is that it's different when you wash right before you eat. If I'm washing right before I eat, so then I have to wash and eat right away. But and then Chazal said that you have to wash and eat right away. You can't be masik. But if I'm washing now for later, so then the halacha of take it from until a suda does not apply. The other answer, the Gemara has two shows whether Rav said this only b'shas etchak or shalom b'shas etchak. Right? So Rav says that a person can make it tonight in the morning, shalom b'shas etchak. So how are we to understand that? So it says Tosfos that shalom b'shas etchak means that not that I can just decide to do it. It means that I have a tichel. There's a way I could wash. It's just, it's difficult. I don't have the normal heter of going without washing. I don't have the normal heter of except going to Rambam of wrapping up my hands. But it's a little bit of a tircha, and I know I can pre-plan that it's going to be difficult to wash later, so I can wash and make a tanai. I can wash in the morning and make it tanai. So there's some mishnayim that hold that the only way that tanai works is when you wash in the morning for the tisidai in the morning. You make a bracha in the morning on tisidai, and that's when the tanai helps. And if you wash for suda, for one suda, to wait till the next suda doesn't help. Right? There's also ask on that, because if I wash for, let's say I washed, right, and I benched, right, and then I realize that there's a whole other course that I didn't eat. Right, and the host would be very insulted if I didn't eat. So I'm going to make another amotzi. So washing again with a bracha is very questionable, because my hands are clean. I know I didn't. I washed my machronim and I benched, and now I'm ready to wash again. So in such a case, a person should, according to some, he should be metame his hands. According to others, he should just wash again without a bracha. Some of these need to wash. But so washing and then not being with sechtas, keeping my head on my hands, keeping my hands in mind, being shame with them from toma and from touching things that are not clean the whole day should be sufficient. So some hold that tonight the Rav is talking about is when a person actually washes in the morning. Others hold that it's, as long as he's not washing for bread, it's fine. I can wash. And I can wash now, and we have my tea at 11. And the halacha is that a person washes on Tanai, washes without a bracha. So, therefore, what a person could do is if he's traveling, and he knows that washing is going to be a tircha later on.
Is tircha inside 18 minutes to get to water?
A tircha, which means that within 18 minutes he could go off the highway.
And that's the bother.
For 17 minutes.
Yeah. You're calling that the bother.
Yeah. Right. Or it could be a good idea anyway if he knows it. Actually, he could take water with him, but it's a tircha. He could take water with him. Right? He's traveling by car. He could take water with him. But what? It's January, And if it was June, so he'd stop at the side of the road and, you know, pour water on his hands and make the Tzitzit, no problem, right? It's not that's not a problem. But it's January. So by the time the water, in some climates, like the water hits his hands, it's going to be frozen. Right? His hands are going to freeze. It's a big tircha, it's a big tzar, godolak, upon him, that he's to wash outside in those conditions. So a person could wash in advance, without a bracha, or make a tanai that he's been shaving his hands until he's ready to eat. And then, when he comes to eat, he can be sayach on the Rambam and wrap up his hands together, the tzir for the tanai, which is also not clear halacha, together he could do that. And l'chayr, that's a good etzah for somebody who's traveling by plane, to wash before he boards the plane, al tanai, and then when he eats, he wraps up his hands, and that would be a good etzah. And I later found that the Chazanish actually says this l'maisa, the Chazanish puts the two together. Chazanish says that the person is traveling, it's going to be a tircha to wash later, he can make a wash in the morning with a tanai, and when he comes to eat, he should wrap up his hands and continue eating. And that's the answer. I'll take questions. It looks impressive to have a lot of sperm open, but this is my safer, so. When I wrote it, I had
it open. Wash your hands. And then to dry
outside. That's also an aid. So sometimes it's not practical. It's going to some place can. That's not advisable. Sometimes that's also, like I said, sometimes you want to eat and there's a long lineup to. Negelvaster in the morning is less problem, because Negelvaster in the morning, if you're moving tumor, you don't need a clean, you don't need a cut of that, you can turn on the faucet. Right? I mean, the best thing to do is use the clean, but the person's. Let's say I find myself in a situation that I'm in somebody's house and I wake up and the sink is right here and I know they have a cleat downstairs in the kitchen and I'm going to go look for it. So I have a sink right here and it's in the same room, even it's within the Al-Gamas, so it's the same floor, I don't have to go looking for it. So it's much better to remove the toma, to wash later, make the bracha later, so remove the toma in the basic case, turn on the faucet and stick his hands under 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And alternate hands, and that removes the toma, and that's sufficient for negelvaser, right? The bracha in Tzilas Yadayim is later. That's a different sugya, right? We don't make a bracha on negelvaser. We make a bracha on Tzilas Yadayim before Shachas. Right? Those are two different sugyas, right?
Can you use the tap? Let's say if you're traveling
for bread or for negelvaser. For bread, so the problem is when you wash for bread, you also need a kli. And the faucet, which is attached to the pipes throughout the whole building, right? In case of the airplane is it's very schwer to say that that's called a kli, right? It's not a
little goblet is not enough.
It has to hold a kli, has to hold a reviz. Also,
it doesn't have a reviz. Is it not?
It has to hold a reviz.
You can make it a few times.
Well, if you wash with too little, then you have a problem of. If you some people hold up their hands after they hold up their hands, or hold down their hands after they wash. So the emphasis is that you don't have to do that if you wash with the revis, and especially if you wash with the revis and then wash a second time. You sure don't have to do that, because the whole reason why you do that is that the water shouldn't jump back to a place that wasn't washed and then back on and become tome. And there's different borders on the hands. Place that needs to be washed, place that doesn't need to be washed, but could become tome, and the water will jump beyond that gvul, and then become tome and go back and be metam the hands that were washed. So when you wash with a very small amount of water, you also have to be very, very careful washing. The best way to wash would be to wash with a raviz plus, what I mean, on each hand. Raviz on the right hand, then a little bit more, and then do the same thing for the left. That's the best way to wash, the optimal way to wash. A person has less water than the body can.
But if you don't have something to wipe your hands on after you said a bracha, and you're out somewhere, you've just got a little bottle of water, and you wash your hands.
You don't have somewhere to dry your hands.
I mean, to wipe your hands and dry them, when you've said the bracha.
So you have to dry your hands for a number of reasons.
Can you dry your clothes? Can you
wrap
your trousers?
That's kosher. If you use the inside of your pockets, it's probably better. if you find a disposable tissue or a paper towel. If you can't, then you can dry them in the air, but you certainly shouldn't eat with wet hands for a number of reasons. One of them is that
electric hand dryer is okay.
What?
Electric hand dryer.
Electric hand dryer is okay if you don't have a towel.
If you don't have a towel.
You don't have a towel. Okay.